Yes, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to welcome you in my new role as CEO, also on behalf of my colleagues on the management board, to this conference call to the year-end results of STRABAG SE. Before looking back on the past year, I would like to take a brief look ahead. Our planet, our society, and the construction industry are facing major challenges. The good news is that, thanks to many important decisions we have taken in the past, STRABAG is well equipped for the future and on a promising track in terms of digitalization, sustainability, and innovation. However, we will not rest on past successes. That's why we set out our new mission with Work on Progress last autumn. We aim for climate neutrality along the entire value chain until 2040, which is perhaps the most ambitious goal we have ever set ourselves. But there is no alternative. There is a lot to do, but we are confident to achieve our big goal. But back to the present, to the year 2022. On slide 6, you can see that STRABAG was able to achieve the second best result in its history, despite a highly challenging environment. Both output volume and order backlog reached a new record high at year-end. Especially the comfortable order backlog of 23.7 billion euros provides a sound basis for 2023. In terms of EBIT margin, we saw a normalization after an exceptional high level of 2021. However, the reported EBIT margin of 4.2% is well in line with our target to achieve at least 4% from 2022 onwards. Overall, we generated a solid earning per share of 4.6 euro, and we will propose a stable dividend per share of 2 euros per share for 2022, resulting in an increased payout ratio of 43%. Let's move on to slide 7. Let me provide you with a brief overview on the main challenges in 2022. We faced significant cost increases in energy, materials, and personnel. As we were also exposed to substantial cost hikes in the past, we have already started in 2018 to gradually move away from lump sum contracts in the private sector. Thanks to a long-term procurement strategy and our own production of construction materials, we managed to cushion these developments quite well in 2022. Due to the interest rate turnaround, we have already seen a shift in our order backlog towards more public projects. What has always distinguished STRABAG is, in my opinion, a diversified business model that is able to balance out fluctuations across economic cycles. For example, more than 60% of our customers are in the public sector, and we have a strong market position in the infrastructure sector, which generally has a stabilizing effect. As you might be aware, STRABAG is currently in the process of winding up all activities in Russia, which we expect to be completed by the end of 2023. In any case, the share of Russia in the group's output was negligible at 0.3%. Let's move on to slide 8. I would like to briefly remind me of our strategy of vertical integration, which we have been applying for years and which is paying off, especially in challenging times like these. Just to give you one example, with our more than 270 asphalt mixing plants, we covered roughly 90% of our asphalt needs in 2022, which can already be seen as an optimal degree of self-sufficiency. Our own construction materials network does not only act as a hedge against price fluctuations. In time of constrained supply chains, we were also able to deliver the required materials, carry out our project as planned, and therefore being a reliable partner for our customers. In any case, increasing self-sufficiency remains a key strategic goal for STRABAG. Let's move on to slide 9. With our 79,000 employees, we carried out work on more than 12,000 construction sites in 2022. On this slide, you can find an overview of important order intakes in 2022. I will then go into more details on some of these projects in the operational review section of this presentation. I would like to conclude the highlights by taking a look at our sustainability management on slide 10. As mentioned earlier, we have set ourselves ambitious sustainability targets. On the left-hand side, you can see that we have divided our path to zero emissions into 5 sub-targets to be achieved in 5-year intervals, making it more transparent for you to track our progress in this regard. Sustainability is on the top of the agenda at Strabag and firmly integrated in the organization and overall corporate strategy. To push our sustainability agenda forward, we set up a corporate-wide 4-tier governance structure, which creates not only a clear organizational framework, but also ensures efficient communication and decision-making processes, and involves representatives from different areas of competence in order to achieve our strategic goals. On the right-hand side of the slide, you can see our ESG rating. Important to note here is that Strabag participated for the first time actively in these assessments. Still, we have already been able to achieve decent results, like a B- from CDP. Of course, the goal for the future is that we strive for continuous improvement of our ESG ratings. On slide 12, I begin my financial review of 2022. We recorded a 10% higher output volume of 17.7 billion in 2022. Thereby, we were able to clearly exceed the previous record level of 16.6 billion euros set in 2019. I am pleased to report that the increase in output was achieved across all operating segments. The largest increase in absolute terms was recorded in our home market of Germany, followed by Austria and the United Kingdom, where we are currently completing the 2 largest projects in our order books, as well as the Czech Republic. Despite rising construction costs and the interest rate turnaround, the order backlog increased by 6% year-on-year to 23.7 billion euros, reaching a new record level at year-end. Projects were successfully acquired in our home markets of Germany and Austria in particular, but also in Romania, Italy and Croatia. Major new projects in these markets can be found in the highlight section of this presentation. Declines in the order backlog were seen in Bulgaria, Denmark and the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, on slide 13, you can see one of the key strengths of Strabag, sustainable profit growth with reliable dividend. In this sense, I would like to quote our previous CEO, Dr. Thomas Birtel, who always said, "You see that you don't see anything," which means that Strabag constantly delivered solid profit growth, even in challenging times, as we have already been able to balance out cyclical fluctuations thanks to our broad-based business model. As communicated and expected, we saw a normalization of the EBIT margin in 2023 after an exceptionally high level in 2021, which was due to multiple positive earning effects in all segments. Nevertheless, an EBIT of 706 million euros means the second highest in the group's history. The EBIT margin of 4.2% is fully in line with our goal of achieving at least 4% on a sustainable basis as of 2022. Although net income is lower in absolute terms than the previous year, we will propose a stable dividend of 2 euro per share for 2022 to the annual general meeting, corresponding to a very solid payout ratio of 43%. Let's move on to slide 14. The net interest income was positive at 10.7 million euros compared to minus 12.6 million euros in the previous year, which is mainly due to increased interest income. The income tax rate at 33% was slightly higher than the previous year. Earning owed to minority shareholders amounted to 7.7 million euros, after 10.7 million euros in 2021. Net income after minorities was 19.3% lower in 2022, after exceptionally positive earnings effects in the previous year. However, at 472 million euros, we were able to achieve the second highest figure in the history of Strabag SE. The earnings per share amounted to a very solid level of 4.6 euro. In the previous year, this was 5.71 euros. On slide 15, I want to briefly highlight our solid balance sheet. Overall, total assets and liabilities increased year on end from 12.2 billion to 12.7 billion euros. As usual, a net cash position was reported at year-end 2022, which remains stable versus 2021 at 1.9 billion euros. Lower cash and cash equivalents were offset by a reduction in financial liabilities. This is due to the bond repayment in the amount of 200 million euros. The equity declined slightly, although it remained above the 4 billion mark, corresponding to a very healthy equity ratio of 31.70%, significantly above our minimum target of 25%. The decrease results in particular from the buyback obligation for own shares in connection with the mandatory offer, which had to be deducted in the maximum possible amount directly from retained earnings at year-end 2022. As ultimately a lower number of shares were acquired, 291 million euros will be retransferred to retained earnings in 2023. The rating agency Standard & Poor's also assesses STRABAG's financial strength very positively. Therefore, our solid BBB investment grade rating with stable outlook was again confirmed in August last year. To conclude my financial review, I would like to draw your attention to STRABAG's cash position on slide 17, which was again very high at 2.7 billion euros at year-end 2022. The cash flow from operating activities decreased year-on-end as a result of lower cash flow from earnings and a notable increase in working capital from 1.2 billion to 0.8 billion. Due to rising interest rates, a significant reduction in advanced payments and an associated increase in working capital, which had already started in 2022, can be expected in the coming reporting periods. As expected, the cash flow from investing activities was more negative, in particular due to higher investments in intangible assets and property, plant and equipment, including the expansion of our Stuttgart location. The cash flow from financing activities came to -504 million euros, compared with -744 million euros in 2021. The reduction in the dividend payment following a special dividend in the previous year more than compensated for the repayment of the bond in the amount of 200 million euros. With slide 18, I would like to begin my operational review of 2022. Here you can find a short overview on our three operating segments. The Northwest segment carries out construction work of nearly any kind and size with a focus on Germany, the Benelux countries, and Scandinavia. Ground engineering can also be found in this segment. In 2023, the segment was expanded by Switzerland, previously reported in the South and East segments. The geographic focus of the South and East segment is on Austria, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and Southeast Europe. The environmental technology activities are also handled within this segment. In 2023, the segment was expanded by Poland, previously reported in North and West segment. The international and special division segment includes the tunneling activities as well as the concession business. The construction material activities, with the exception of asphalt, are also part of this segment. The real estate business, ranging from project development and planning to construction, operation, and also property and facility services, completes the wide range of services in this segment. Additionally, most of the other services in non-European markets also reported here. Let us move on to slide 20, and let's take a closer look, starting with our largest segment, North and West, on slide 18. Here we recorded a 10% year-on-year increase in output volume to 8.7 billion in 2022. This was mainly achieved in our home market of Germany, both in building construction and civil engineering and in transportation infrastructure. Declines were recorded in Poland, the Benelux countries, and Denmark. Looking at the EBIT, we have seen a growth of 11% to 493 million euros, maintaining the very good EBIT margin of 6.1%. Earning improvements were generated in the German building construction and civil engineering business, among others. The already high order backlog was expanded by 2% to 11.8 billion euros at the end of 2022. mainly due to growth in Germany. Notable additions to the order backlog in Germany includes the construction of the corporate headquarters of Volksbank Raiffeisenbank Bayern Mitte in Ingolstadt and the expansion of Berlin-Köpenick rail station. An increase in the order backlog was also recorded in Poland. Here, we will continue to upgrade the S19 motorway in two sections. Now coming to our South and East segment on page 19. Output volume in this segment increased significantly by 11% to 5.5 billion in 2022. The largest increase in absolute terms was generated in our home market of Austria, followed by the Czech Republic and Croatia. With a few exceptions, including Bulgaria, the remaining countries of CEE also recorded increases in output. Due to provisions as a result of strong cost inflation in Southern and Eastern Europe, the EBIT decreased to 153 million euros compared to 195 million euros in 2021. A strong growth of 13% to 6.3 billion can be seen in the order backlog. The largest order intakes were generated in Romania, Austria, and Croatia. These include the expansion of the Romanian A3 motorway, the construction of the sustainable residential project Grünblick with 340 apartments here in Vienna, and the modernization of the rail line between Zagreb and Rijeka in Croatia. With the exception of Bulgaria and Serbia, the order backlog also increased in the other markets. The order volume in Switzerland remained virtually stable, while that in Russia decreased significantly as a result of our ongoing exit from this market. Slide 21 shows our international and special division segment that generated an output volume of 3.4 billion euros in 2022, 9% higher than the previous year. This is mainly due to the ongoing fulfillment of large orders in the United Kingdom, Chile, and the Middle East. Due to large and mega projects, the segment is regularly exposed to fluctuations, as you might recall. In this respect, the diversification of the facility management portfolio and the infrastructure development business, among other things, made a positive contribution to earnings, although it could not compensate for adverse effects in the volatile international project business. Accordingly, after an extraordinarily high increase in the previous year, there was now a reduction in EBIT to 92 million euros, so that the EBIT margin declined from 9% to 2.6%. Last but not least, the order backlog increased by 5% to 5.6 billion euros as year end 2022. Italy contributed mainly to the growth of the order situation thanks to contracts won in the transportation, infrastructure, and in road maintenance. In addition, the construction of 140 wind farm foundations in Chile opened up a new business segment. In contrast, a notable decline was registered in the Middle East. With that, I conclude my review on 2022. And I would like to move on to slide 23. As you know, at Strabag, we do not only speak clearly about our position on the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but also about our shareholder structure. After the outbreak of the war, we quickly and decisively took far-reaching measures to strictly prevent any possible, even indirect, influence on Strabag by Oleg Deripaska, who controls the shareholder Rasperia. As you might know, an asset freeze was imposed by the EU on Rasperia. Oleg Deripaska and Rasperia have no voting rights, no right to information, no right to participate, no rights to propose solution, and very importantly, no dividends are to be paid out to Rasperia. By law, Rasperia's asset freeze triggered a restriction of the voting rights of the Austrian core shareholders, the Haselsteiner family and Unica Raiffeisen, which could only be lifted by making a mandatory offer. Under this mandatory offer, shares amounting to 2.7% of the share capital were tendered for sale, which were acquired by Strabag and we now hold as treasury shares. In any case, a further reduction of the free float was not intended with this mandatory offer. Finally, we would like to provide you with an outlook for 2023 on slide 24. Times will remain volatile and the overall conditions will stay challenging. It is true that the turnaround in interest rates is having a negative impact on the construction business. However, we are coming out of an unusual zero interest rate policy phase and a related boom in construction. So I would describe the development of the construction industry as a normalization rather than a crisis. We therefore do not foresee any major setbacks in 2023. We expect to be able to maintain the output volume at a high level. Specifically, we expect 17.9 billion euros and therefore a slight increase. All three operating segments should make a solid contribution to this amount. We assume that the trend towards shifting our order book towards more public projects will continue. Especially in times when individual construction segments experience declines, our proven strategy of diversification is paying off. We therefore expect to be able to generate an EBIT margin of at least 4% also in 2023.